this week's AP Religion Roundup. Pope Francis travels to Mongolia to support its small Christian community and the Vatican's foreign policy objectives. Pope Francis arrived in Mongolia to encourage one of the world's smallest and newest Catholic communities. Mongolian political analyst Yargul Saikhan Dambadarja says their small country appreciates the high-profile visit.
The very fact that he's coming to Mongolia is important for us to be in the center of attention of the world for a few days. Otherwise, Mongolia is such a small country and so small economy. Otherwise, not probably everybody pays attention.
Mongolia is a predominantly Buddhist country with fewer than 1,500 Catholics. Despite their modest population, the Vatican hopes they can act as a facilitator to improve difficult relations with China. The Vatican's relationship with Mongolia's two powerful neighbors, Russia and China, are once again strained. And Beijing's crackdown on religious minorities remains the backdrop to the trip. China has demanded that Catholicism and all other religions adhere strictly to Communist Party directives, and their adherents have faced recent government crackdowns on religious expression. A foreign policy advisor to Mongolia's president says that the Pope's visit shows that Mongolian policy is independent of their neighbors.
I see there are two different kinds of importance to this visit. One, of course, being a very politically important and geopolitically also very important visit. Second, it's a historically very important visit.
While Christianity has been present in the region for hundreds of years, the Catholic Church has only had a sanctioned presence in Mongolia since 1992. That year, the country shrugged off its Soviet-allied communist government and enshrined religious freedom in its constitution. The Holy See and Mongolia had have diplomatic relations ever since. Visiting places like Mongolia, where Catholics are a minority, is part of Francis's policy of drawing attention to people and problems in what he has called the peripheries of society and the world. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.